This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, happy to have our friend, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, back on the line this morning. Mr. Attorney General, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Good to get you on here. You know, we were just talking earlier about this auto pen controversy that's kind of growing and maybe what the legal implications for that are. I was worried that they'd have trouble getting traction with it, but it sounds like maybe a few people that used to work in his administration are starting to crack around the edges, and we're starting to find out that Joe Biden really didn't personally direct some of these pardons and maybe not some of blanket pardons he handed out to Anthony Fauci and his own son.
Yeah, this is a fraud of constitutional proportion. There was clearly, based on the evidence that's being adduced currently, there's clearly a shadow government operating as a coup d'etat to President Biden because he was asleep at the wheel in the 11th hour. Look, I've said this back in March when I sent a letter to DOJ asking them to investigate this matter, and I'll say it again. If the auto pen was used, or if Biden didn't knowingly and voluntarily authorize each individual act of clemency, then they do not have any legal validity at all. Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution vests one human being with authority to grant clemency. The President of the United States, it says the President shall have the authority. There's no discretion to delegate that authority down. You can't set parameters and say, hey, staff, you guys figure it out. Only one person could authorize it, Joe Biden. If he didn't do it, then those documents are bogus.
Wow. So this sounds to me like something that ends up in the Supreme Court at some point.
Well, it could, but look, it affects Missourians. There were four murderers who were sentenced to death for the crimes they committed murdering Missourians. They were on federal death row that Joe Biden commuted their sentence, purportedly, his staff clearly commuted their sentence using the auto pen. That impacts Missourians. Did anyone from the Biden administration call the victims' families to tell them what was going on?
No.
Did anybody notify the state of Missouri? No, they did not, because it was just a decision made by unelected bureaucrats. This undermines our system of government and takes the power away from we, the people, who vote for the president and give one person that authority. So that's why there are real-life implications for Missourians. I would say that, again, in any court, these documents could be contested. The validity could be contested, just like a will or other testamentary instrument is contested in probate court when maybe a senior relative signs a will, before they pass on. And then relatives contest that and say, well, they weren't of right mind when they signed it. The same thing could happen here with all of these documents that Biden's signature is affixed to.
I hope they would be contested. I'd like to see some of them overturned, especially Anthony Fauci. But how difficult would it be to prove that? Because if they can prove he wasn't physically there, which wouldn't be that hard, but they would have to look at email records, phone records, things like that to prove somehow that he didn't give his authorization.
Well, I think the proof exists in two forms. Number one, there was a New York Times article that was published early this week, late last weekend, where Biden admitted He admitted on the record, he said, look, I didn't personally approve all these pardons. I gave my staff parameters. And then there's an email from Biden's chief of staff where there's a list of the pardons. And Biden's chief of staff says, I approve the auto pin usage to sign all of these documents. Those two, Biden's own admission and that email from Biden's chief of staff, established that Biden did not personally authorize the clemency in accordance with the United States Constitution. It says the president shall have the authority. Well, here, the president did not exercise that authority. Someone else exercised it on his behalf, and those two records prove it.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you know, we hear a lot about AI these days, Mr. Attorney General. What are AI chatbots, and what are you trying to do to fight against them?
Well, this is just more big tech censorship of conservative voices. We've been fighting this in Missouri since I took office 2 years ago. At first, it was government-sponsored censorship, government-cajoled, coerced censorship on big tech social media. Now it's corporate censorship. Big tech and oligarchs in Silicon Valley are turning the dials to diminish, de-emphasize, de-platform conservative voices. And it appeared most recently when many of these AI platforms, if you put in requesting information about the president, it would diminish President Trump or ignore President Trump or promote other things and speak ill of President Trump. And it's ignoring objective reality. If it's marketing itself as a research tool that's going to produce objective results, and then it's stilting those results to harm or diminish President Trump, then they're lying to the consumers. This is a consumer protection issue. We've demanded answers and are going to hold wrongdoers in Silicon Valley accountable.
Wow.
I know that, you know, we've heard so much about DEI and some companies that is exposed, but so many of them have gotten so sneaky and they find ways to still implement it. And I know you're also going after a lot of these companies in corporate America that have found ways to secretly put DEI agendas back in place.
Yeah, that's right. And again, these are consumer protection issues, but it's also an issue under the Missouri Human Rights Act under Section 213.126. The people's elected representatives in the Missouri General Assembly have given the Attorney General the authority to prevent racial discrimination in the workplace. And that's what we're talking about here. When you're talking about DEI, you're talking about racial discrimination in the workplace. And as the Supreme Court has said, the best way to end racial discrimination is to stop discriminating on the basis of race.
Yes.
And why would any corporation want to do that to someone? How dare you pander to them and say, hey, you weren't good enough. I had to give this to you and attach that stigma to them for the rest of their professional life. That's horrible. And so we've taken action against IBM, where you had the corporate executive saying, hey, corporate leaders, you're not going to get your bonuses unless you're promoting this race over that race. We've taken action against Starbucks Corporation, which on their own website says we promote certain races over others. And most recently, we've gone after Glass Lewis. This is a proxy investment firm that controls 97% of the proxy votes in corporate shareholder structures. And so this is the head of the snake when it comes to DEI. If we can stop Glass Lewis, we can effectively end DEI across the United States of America, because what's happening is they're using that 97% market share to force DEI programs onto otherwise unwilling corporations.
But by collecting proxy votes and representing it that way, is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They go to corporate shareholder meetings and say, you have to adopt ESG and DEI in order to be a good company and make money. And the problem is, again, this affects Missourians. Our investment funds, our retirement funds, our pension funds are all tied up in these corporations that are controlled by Glass Lewis.
Wow. Well, it's eye-opening, and I'm glad you're working on it, sir. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Talk soon.
You bet. We will talk soon. Wow. That's something I never would have thought about. You get those proxy things in the mail all the time for mutual funds that you own and things like that. Most people toss them in the garbage.
You just throw them away.
Most people toss them in the garbage. Most people are not driving to shareholder meetings for a mutual fund that they own $8,000 worth of out of a billion-dollar fund. I mean, most people just aren't doing that.
Well, it sounds like they're taking advantage of the fact that people are not clued in.
They are collecting proxy votes and influencing. And I'm glad he's working on that. That's good.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.